On Wednesdays, always checking personal finance. Check your bank account, your balance, your credit cards, what you're spending, what you're saving, and what you're not doing with your money. With George Balke from Vantage Seminars, who wrote a book called It's Your Money, Tools, Tips, and Tricks to Borrow Smarter, Pay It Off Quicker. George, you sent me the most confusing one-liner this morning. It says, Happy Wednesday, Phil. There's a very happy lady in Vernon. She's got about $8,000 extra in her wallet. Well, of course she's a happy
woman. What's wrong with
that? Absolutely nothing wrong with that. How did she do it?
Confusing.
All right. How'd she do it?
A couple of months ago, this lady applied for a 20 grand line of credit. She was approved, but they told her the rate was going to be prime plus 3%. So she was smart enough to just take a time out and tell them that she would be back. So she, you know, typically we just roll our eyes, shake our head, think we get ripped off, and sign anyway. So she, you know, she was right to not sign on the spot. The rate should have been prime or prime plus one. Your rate on your line of credit will always be determined based on your credit rating. So she had heard us talk about this last year. When she emailed me, it was really easy to see why her rate was prime plus three. She had a credit card with a limit of 8 grand and a balance of 5,000.
All right.
When the balance is more than 50% of the limit, it massively drops your credit score. And you know what? Loans officers are probably really nice people, but they don't actually look you up and down. They don't actually look at a bunch of your pay stubs. They punch your information in a computer, and boom, within a half a second, your credit score pops up. And your credit score sets the rate. So I'm making these numbers up. If your credit score is 670 to 690, you're going to be prime plus four. If it's 691, so it's just, boom, the system sets the rate. So she had a credit card that was around 60% of her limit. So as soon as you get past owing more than half, your credit score drops. Does that still make sense?
Well, hey, listen, I'm in the canoe paddling furiously.
The fix was pretty easy, too. To get a better rate, she just had to get her credit card balance down below 50%. And this is on an individual card and when you add them all up together. So a payment of $1,100, she made that $1,100 payment, and that got her balance down to $3,900. So she was, you know, 8 grand limit. She was now below 50%. So to get a boost on her credit score, it has to be below 30%. So your magic, when you owe less than a third, you get in real trouble over half. So I told her, just call her credit card issuer, because she's got really good credit, and ask them to raise her limit. Because you can either pay it down, or you can increase your limit. It accomplishes the same thing. Does that make sense?
And, you know, unfortunately, it's making such great sense. Not unfortunately, fortunately.
Yeah, she called them, and again, the credit card companies have the same computer system. You know, they can put trained monkeys in there, no disrespect, and they just go, she wants an 8 grand, she has an 8 grand limit, she wants a 10 grand limit. The system looks at how she's paid and looks at her credit score, and a credit score, you know, you need a lesser score to get a higher limit. So, boom, yeah, look, you're approved for $10,000. So she goes, okay, now what do I do? Okay, well, now you got a 10 grand limit. You owe $3,900. So you just need to go pay another $600, and now you're down below 30%, and you are golden. She waited 45 days because that's how long it takes to get the credit card payments through and to get this on her credit report. She went back to the financial institution. Presto, they redid her credit report, and just like that, she was approved at prime.
You know, it's, and you make it seem so easy. There's just some easy logical steps. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I hear
you. The average, and here's the, you know, if you're paying 0.5% more on something you borrow for a year, it just doesn't matter a hill of beans. But the average person owes the line of credit for 14 or more years. That was a saving of $600 a year times 14 years or $8,400. Not bad for one little detour, but it started with just not rolling her eyes, complaining, and thinking there's nothing she can do. She just don't sign on the spot. You and I don't walk into Walmart and pay double for something. Why would your borrowing be any different? And it has a lot more implications than paying double for a $3 whatever purchase.
You know, somehow we just don't seem to see it. As you just said, you wouldn't go into a department store and pay twice what they're asking for the merchandise that you're buying.
We get intimidated, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, when you go in and milk is $4 and they're trying to charge you $8, that's something that you're pretty familiar with because you bought milk for, you know, ever since you've been an adult. It's like, I'm not paying you $8 going across the street to pay $4. But when it comes to borrowing stuff, we're really uninformed. I had someone email me going, my credit is probably trashed because I had an NSF check to somebody 6 months ago. An NSF check is not part of your credit report. You paid a $30 fees, you know, that they ripped you off on, but an NSF check is not part of your credit. But so often we think our credit is trashed or, you know, they're the big sophisticated bank and this is what they charge. They're in the sales business. They're trying to maximize profits.
So when your credit rating is a mess, or the number that's associated with you in your life is a mess. Mm-hmm. How long does it take for you to rebuild so that you aren't viewed as being somehow a bad citizen in the world, a really bad risk?
Well, if you were bankrupt 20 minutes ago, that's really fresh. Stuff only stays for 7 years. So if you don't do anything for 7 years, all the bad stuff will get wiped out. But bad stuff becomes less impactful as time goes by. So a bankruptcy is only really half as bad after about 3 years. So it stays for seven. It's really not that bad for 3 years. If you can get something good that's fresh and today that you're paying on time, it diminishes the impact of the bad stuff. So back to common sense things, okay? I've borrowed $100 from you. I haven't paid you back. Not much chance you're going to borrow me another $100. But if I finally come clean after 6 months and go, Phil, here's the money. I'm so sorry I paid you back. You still will remember, but it's not as grating on you as every time you see me, George still owes me $100. Then if I borrow $20 from you, it's like, oh, George paid me back like the next day. Maybe that $100 was, you know, that $100 problem wasn't forever.
Well, it's certainly a refreshing look, and it's, for a whole lot of people, it's a breath of fresh air to think that there is a way of salvaging your credit report and, putting a better face forward than you do for so many other things. Hey, George.
Just as well if you have an existing one.